It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Everyone pretty much agrees that our transportation infrastructure is in tough shape. The problem is how to pay to fix it. Well, what about toll roads? That idea isn't new. State lawmakers have long studied and debated establishing tolls to address our state's problems with crumbling roads and bridges. But this year, with legislative leaders voicing interest and Governor Tony Evers showing openness, we may be closer to toll roads than ever before. What questions do you have about establishing tolls? What do you want to know about tolls in other states? How would you feel about tolls being set up in Wisconsin? Give us a call at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Our guide to understanding tolls and how they operate around the country is Rocky Moretti, Director of Policy and Research at a national transportation research nonprofit called TRIP. Rocky, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
Wisconsin has studied and debated the idea of toll roads and bridges for decades. If the state wanted to place them on existing interstates, I believe the first step would be getting federal approval. Is that right?
What we've seen is when the interstate system was first put in place, it prohibited tolling on these new free highways, although it grandfathered in the Pennsylvania Turnpike and some additional sections of tollways that had already been built. Prior to that, in the 1950s, we've seen increasing liberalization of that. States are now allowed, if they add additional capacity, if they add additional lanes on an existing interstate, to toll that additional capacity. And also now, states can apply for pilot permits, which would allow them, if they reconstruct a portion of the interstate, to toll it. And the big challenge across the country is the interstate system is now 60 years old in many cases, and it does need to be reconstructed. And so we haven't seen states take on tolling their system unless it already was tolled. And, you know, you can think of a number of examples in Illinois and the Ohio Turnpike and across the country. But, for example, Connecticut had tolled their interstates until the 1980s when the tolls were removed for a variety of reasons. And now they're debating the possibility of reinstating those tolls on the interstate. So it's certainly something being looked at far more closely, and even some suggestions that the federal government just allow states to make that decision on their own.
So what those states that have tried getting federal approval for existing interstates to toll them in recent years, what was that process like?
Well, the impediment really hasn't been the federal government in that it has been really more states deciding if that's the appropriate funding mechanism. Most transportation improvements are paid for by a variety of user fees, including in Wisconsin, fuel user fees, registration and license fees, and for local roads, often general taxation. So those have been the traditional sources. But if you look at what's happening across the United States in terms of tolling, we've seen a continued modest increase in the miles that are being tolled, particularly in the area of managed lanes, which are largely in urban areas, where we've seen a significant increase recently in the number of those projects.
And how often are new tolls rejected by the federal government? I mean, are certain types of tolls more likely to be approved than others?
Well, again, it's really not the federal government that is really the largest impediment here. If you look at the experience of Texas, Texas continues to experience tremendous growth, and tolling is really seen as not a substitute for traditional user fees like the motor fuel tax and registration and license fees, but how do you pay for that additional capacity? Oftentimes in urban areas where it's very, very expensive to provide that additional capacity and typically beyond the reach of most state governments even using federal funds. And so Texas very aggressively moved into adding toll facilities, over $5 billion of facilities, largely in the Houston, Dallas, and Austin area. But it engendered a public backlash to the point where now the legislature in 2014 and 15, when they passed significant new funding bills, said none of the new funding could be commingled with projects that included tolling. And so again, that is the challenge, is that you can't move faster than you have public support. And it can't be at the expense of your traditional funding sources, which also need to be kept at an appropriate level to maintain the system beyond just the interstates and your major routes.
Rocky Moretti is Director of Policy and Research at a national transportation research nonprofit called TRIP. We're wondering what you think about the idea of establishing toll roads in Wisconsin. What do you think? Would that be something that would be helpful? Are you opposed to it? What do you think about the idea? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Let's take a call from Steve, who joins us from Madison this morning. Steve, hello.
Yeah, good morning. Toll roads are often connected to the idea of privatization of highways and all other municipal public services. And we need to know whether the group TRIP is connected to either the Koch brothers funding or other conservative groups funding like that, and whether it's we need to know whether it's connected to a nationwide program by ALEC to do this, provide toll roads, and then trend toward privatization of public transport system.
Steve, thanks. TRIP isn't an advocacy group, is it, Rocky?
We're advocates in that we support the need for a well-maintained, safe and efficient transportation system, and that's really why we're at the table. And in Wisconsin, over half the roads in the Madison-Milwaukee area are in poor condition. About a tenth of the bridges are structurally deficient. And with travel increasing very rapidly at over 2% a year, you're seeing traffic congestion getting worse. So we're advocates for solving those problems. To go back to the caller, we're not funded by the Koch brothers or any particular political groups with agenda, let's say, of privatization in this case. But Steve makes an important point, though. The reason we've seen there's now 42 what are called managed lane projects existing in the U.S., and typically what that means is additional lanes are added along a busy section of arterial, typically an interstate, like the I-35 hot lanes in Twin Cities. A hot lane means high occupancy vehicles, typically with three or four people in the car, can use that road, or if you use it, a toll is charged to reflect the value of that additional capacity at rush hour. And so the reason those are happening is the additional capacity is needed, but without a funding stream, you can't generate the revenues that are needed. So it allows some type of debt financing. And so when you hear public-private partnerships, those are the type of projects, for example, in Atlanta along I-75 through that very congested corridor. Recently, they've added additional lanes that if you go on those lanes, you're going to get through that rush hour very quickly, but you'll pay a premium for it. What they found is that certainly the people who are willing to pay the extra money have seen a reduction in congestion, but it's also improved travel speeds on the general purpose lanes. Mm-hmm. And so there's been public acceptance because they realize that the people using that additional lane are paying for it directly, but it's also improved traffic on the general purpose lanes.
I don't want to start a new point now. We're going to continue our conversation with Rocky Moretti in just a moment. Wondering what you think. Let us know what your opinion is of toll roads. 800-642-1234. Rocky, when we come back, I want to address the idea that what we're talking about in Wisconsin is using tolls to pay for maintenance. You're talking about tolls to pay for new construction, and I'd like to contrast those two things. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. We're talking about toll roads with Rocky Moretti, Director of Policy and Research at a national transportation research nonprofit called TRIP. You have a line with us at 800-642-1234. What are the roads like where you live? Do you think adding tolls would help address our maintenance problem? Would you rather pay tolls or higher gas prices? How do you think Wisconsin lawmakers should address the state's crumbling infrastructure? Let us know what you think at 800-642-1234. Let's hear from Ray, who is calling us from Juneau City this morning. Ray, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my comments. I drive a lot for work down in the state of Illinois on their toll road system, and I can say firsthand what an absolute mess of construction and delays it has been for 30 years. And I also drive a lot in Wisconsin, and what a joy it is to drive on freeways. So there must be a better way to fund the roads, and I'd love to hear your comments off air. Thank you.
Ray, thanks. Thanks so much for that call, Rocky. What about it? I mean, Illinois. Ray says Illinois is kind of a mess, and he'd rather drive on a freeway. How common is that sentiment?
Well, if you look at sort of the discussion, and it's largely focused on the interstate system. The reality is what we've seen in the last 6 years. 30 states have significantly increased their user fees. So that was a recognition that they had fallen that far behind, that they needed to bring in adequate resources for maintaining the existing system. And obviously, a lot of that is off the interstate system. It's roads and bridges all over the state. So tolling really isn't a panacea or certainly in lieu of having adequate user fees to maintain the overall system. But if you're looking specifically at your major highways like the interstate system, you can look at the Ohio Turnpike that was able to use the funds coming in from the Turnpike not only to maintain that in good condition, but also some of the other key routes in that corridor. And so if the tolling is adequate to maintain the existing route that's being tolled, there are provisions that allow some of that money then in that corridor to be used on other routes. So, again, it can be a supplement, but not a replacement for traditional user fees.
Well, that's an important distinction because the discussion in Wisconsin among the political leadership, they've been talking about tolls to help pay for highway maintenance. Rather than well, there'd be some new construction because we have uncompleted areas of freeway in Wisconsin. But that's a real important distinction. I'm glad that Ray brought up the point of, what's a better way to finance our roads. So that's an important clarification. Let's go back to the phones, and we'll take Dennis in Madison next. Dennis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I drive a commercial truck over the road, and these tolls have gotten to be such a mess for us. Like, we have these automatic passes that go in the windows to read these. They're supposed to work in multi-states. They don't. Then we get the police pulling up behind us, telling us we didn't pay a toll. But we go through tolls trying to go to a grocery store, logistics center, wherever, and there's nobody there to collect the money, to pay the money. So we're kind of stuck with trying to use the passes. But having said that, it's been such a hassle with me, and I own a company. We avoid the tolls. In Denver, Colorado, for instance, put in 470 around town to avoid some of the traffic in downtown, yet they're not manned stations to solve some of these problems. We run Interstate 80 into Interstate 25 and go back south or north and run right through the middle of the town because it's too much of a hassle for these toll roads. The same time you look at Pennsylvania, it's $350 to cross Interstate 80 in Pennsylvania from one end of the state to the other. We as truck drivers aren't getting paid $350 more for these loads. So, yeah, it doesn't get passed on. You know, right now the trucking industry is hurting for drivers. It's also hurting because of the financial rates for the last 9 months. Just the last couple of weeks, there's been on average one or two major truck companies go bankrupt because we don't have the dollars in there.
Mm-hmm. We get it, Dennis. It's tolls are expensive and they just aren't workable. Rocky, what are some of the problems that are common? And in particular, Dennis's comment: well, we'll just avoid those roads if we can. That's certainly one of the criticisms of tolls is that they lead to heavier traffic on other roads.
Well, Dennis raises a lot of, I think, very, very critical points there, and all worth discussing. The collection costs on tolls generally run about 10%, where from traditional user fees it's around 1%. Now, that tends to be trending down, and really where this is headed with tolls is moving towards all electronic tolling. But as Dennis points out, if you don't do a good job of easing that for the customer, of making one pass work on numerous systems, and certainly the toll industry is working hard on all of those categories, then you get the public starting to question it. And so it's critical that it's implemented and run in a way that the customer is satisfied with that. And then the other issue is trucking. And clearly, trucks pay higher tolls, and that's a reflection of obviously they put a lot more wear and tear on the system. But again, equity is very critical. And if the toll rates are too high, people will start to look for other alternatives. And oftentimes that might not be an alternative that's as safe as being on a limited access freeway. So a lot of issues that need to be balanced there. And then most critically, again, the way to look at tolling is that it should be part of the funding toolkit. So it's available for additional capacity in large urban areas. Increasingly, it's being looked at as a potential for interstates or other major roads. There was a national study that looked at tolling the entire interstate system and found that would raise an additional $112 billion a year. Well, we're a long way from that proposal moving forward. But again, at the end of the day, people want to be on a safe, efficient, well-maintained transportation system, and what we're really discussing is what's the most equitable and fairest way to pay for it.
Rocky, tolls are often talked about as a way to address Wisconsin's long-term needs, but not the state's immediate needs, and there are a lot of them. But once a state wants to build a toll, how long can it take before you start collecting money?
Well, some of the proposals that are out there now, particularly looking at doing it system-wide, perhaps for interstates or other major routes, what they've suggested is you make the significant reconstruction and improvements before you start to collect additional tolls. And so in essence, public support is critical. And if you don't proceed in a way that you have that public support, then you're in the position that we've seen in several states where the legislature start to back off, and that's appropriate. You know, if you don't do it correctly, again, you're going to actually pull back from it. But again, my concern in Wisconsin would be tolls shouldn't be seen as on their own solving all of the state's transportation challenges. Again, we would see it as being part of the solution. But at the end of the day, when you look across the state at the level of transportation needs, you're going to need a funding solution that's adequate and pulls on a number of sources.
So what do states do with the money generated from tolls? Is that money sequestered and limited to only certain purposes?
Well, if you look at the states that right now are bringing in the most revenue from tolling, and that would be New York, Florida, New Jersey, Illinois, and Texas, and really Texas has come into that list more recently, or you take a look at Virginia and Maryland, who recently have become more significant tolling states. In Virginia, they've added additional lanes along the Washington Beltway. In Maryland, they had what was called the Intercounty Connector, an 18-mile stretch across the middle of the state between the Washington Metro and Baltimore Metro areas that had been on the books for 50 years. Maryland was able to build that system. The traffic grew by 9% last year, so the tremendous demand has been addressed. And those resources are largely going to maintain, first to build that additional capacity, and then to maintain it.
Are there tolls in the country that could be a warning to Wisconsin, some of which may have ended up being more of a financial liability than a benefit?
There's been several examples where an extension or an additional freeway was built, and the initial projections for use didn't come in at that level. And so that obviously required some adjustments of the agreements in terms of paying off the bonds for that, or in some cases the state stepped in. So, you know, that has sometimes, but that, to be honest, has been the rare exception. Typically, the additional toll capacity, particularly the managed lanes that are really blossoming across the country, have been very successful because they address this tremendous demand for congestion relief. People put a lot of value on their time, and so it allowed the customer willing to pay for additional mobility to get that mobility.
All right, and Rocky, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, John.
Rocky Moretti is Director of Policy and Research at a national transportation research nonprofit called TRIP. The news is next, and then we're talking about grocery stores that sell alcohol to online shoppers. We want to hear from you about that idea. 800-642-1234. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.